Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here on a Football Friday. Commanders been in Arizona ever since the Monday night win, getting ready for this game against the Cardinals. I just saw some video of Tressway practicing punts.
Yep.
They're like, he's still practicing punts. And they were in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And four of his punts hit the roof because it's a lower bubble than I guess they have here.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, what's Arizona State doing? I believe, well, can't they make the bubble big enough so guys can punt?
I mean, he's a pro punter, though. It probably kicks a little better than
still,
the college
you gotta give. Yeah, you got to have some wiggle room in your bubble,
yeah,
I would think.
But wondering your thoughts on the game. A lot of people online seem optimistic about the game. I kind of feel like it's a toss-up, personally.
It's funny how Arizona is a pretty significant favorite on the money line, not necessarily on the number,
yep,
which is 3.5 or so, but minus 170, something like that, 175 on the money line. Coming back, Washington's plus 156, I believe, is the last number I saw.
What did the line open at? Didn't it open like at 5.5 or 6?
I thought it was, I can't remember, but I think you're right.
Didn't we mention that?
I
as
thought
soon
we
as,
said 6.
But down to 3.5?
I know, that's pretty significant.
Yeah.
Look, means money's pouring in on the comms.
I mean, everyone's buying the Monday night performance.
I mean,
they are.
Yeah, I mean, the current number I'm seeing right now is 3.5, Arizona minus 175, Washington plus 150.
The problem is look, I'm buying Monday night's performance on both sides, on the offense and the defense. I think the offense is going to be okay, and the defense is going to be dreadful. So it's scary. I was just looking at next-gen stats, and these are just, you know, basic things, nothing special, really. But when you look through 3 weeks at quarterback rating, that's weird. There are some guys that are – it's actually shocking. Josh Allen's number one in quarterback rating right now, but that makes all the sense in the world. But between Josh Allen and Jaden Daniels is Malik Willis, Andy Dalton, Sam Darnold, and Derek Carr. Mm-hmm. Four of your top five quarterbacks right now.
Some of those guys haven't played all the games.
That's correct.
You know, Darnold has been really good.
Malik's played, what, 2 games?
Yeah, the surprising thing is guys like Mahomes are way down the list.
Yeah, and then below Jaden is currently rated ahead of Baker, Brock Purdy, Joe Burrow, Kyler, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, Lamar, everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's 3
That's
games.
In the traditional quarterback
That's
rating,
traditional
right?
Because
like if you look
rating.
At QBR and some of the others, he's lower. But look, he hasn't thrown a pick. He hasn't thrown an interception. It's a big deal. His completion percentage is high.
Yeah.
His completion percentage is beyond high. It's 80%.
It's tops in the league.
Yeah. I mean,
I just feel like
that is kind of surprising that he's not turned the ball over.
I saw Kingsbury thought that
right?
a reporter jinxed him because the reporter brought it up to him.
In 12 quarters of football, and you would expect at least one.
Or a fumble, something. He fumbled, it was recovered.
He has fumbled twice, he recovered both.
Yeah.
I just feel like Kyler Murray's going to do whatever he wants against this defense, especially when he attacks the secondary, who has 3 of the worst graded corners per PFF. St. Just is 67th out of 102 cornerbacks. Sandra Still, who got a lot of hype during training camp in the preseason, he's ranked 92nd out of 102. And Noah Eye, he's ranked 96th.
Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like there's going to be ample opportunities for Kyler to find his targets. I feel like if there's one key to the game, can you limit Marvin Harrison Jr. to like 75, 80 yards and one touchdown? Like, can you limit him to that?
And not, you know, 9 catches for 126
and 2 touchdowns
and 2 scores.
Like, if that happens, then yeah. I see this as decided advantage to the Cardinals.
I think every team that plays Washington will say, all right, well, look at what we can do.
Right.
If we have a big-time target,
mm-hmm.
let's target this guy.
Of course.
12 times.
Yep.
You know, 12
that's
to 14 times.
Every team
times.
Will do.
That's what the Cardinals should do.
It's what the Browns will do with Amari Cooper in week 5 when they come back here to Washington. It's the easy blueprint.
I know people say it's a wash, but I really think Cliff knows Kyler better than anybody.
He
in
does.
The league.
He knows him very well.
And I just think that's going to give us a little bit of an advantage defensively. And we need every advantage we can get because we're terrible.
So you think he says something like, hey, corner blitzes.
Whatever it is. Yeah, weakness. Whatever it is. He doesn't like this.
We need
this.
To run corner blitzes.
Yes.
DQ, Joe, I know you don't love corner blitzes.
Whatever it is.
And you're leaving our guys on an island, but yeah.
He doesn't recognize this coverage well. Right. If you disguise this and do this, he always trips him up.
He always looks at this position to try and figure out what the coverage is pre-snap.
Yeah. This formation always flummoxed him. You know what I mean? And I just think
he's uncomfortable. He's uncomfortable throwing to sidelines.
He doesn't like throwing to his left.
There's got to be something.
There's got to be something there that he can give them some insight.
I don't know what the defense can do at this point. The defense has been so bad for three games, and they really can't generate a pass rush. I know they had more sacks last week because the first two games they combined for two.
Hmm.
I think they had two sacks last week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or this week, whatever you want to call it.
Again, on Monday night. They pressured Baker. He just wiggled his way out of it.
All right, but through three games, it's been a pretty consistent theme.
They don't bring down
quarterbacks, right? Yeah. And then you don't have corners. You just mentioned the ranks as the corners. I don't know what you can do, really.
I know what the Cardinals are going to do. When they line up, they're going to say, where's Emmanuel Forbes? Because we're going to throw at him because he's been sidelined for a few weeks, and he wasn't even very good before he got sidelined.
Mm-hmm.
And like Michael Wilson's 6'2", 215. What does Forbes go? About 5'11", a buck 75, a buck 80? That's going to be like an A.J. Brown-esque mismatch. Now, Wilson's not as talented as A.J. Brown, but he's a big physical dude that should be able to dominate Forbes.
Look, if Washington is going to play mistake-free and punt-free like they did Monday night, all right, they're going to win the game. Because they're going to have long drives. They're going to take up 7, 8, 9 minutes, mm-hmm. and Kyler won't be on the field. I just don't see that happening. Short week, on the road again. He didn't come back to their homes in Ashburn. They're traveling and spent the whole week in Arizona. Eckler being out, I think it's a big deal.
That is a huge deal, I think.
McNichols is not Eckler.
No.
And I just don't see the offense being as crisp as it was this past week. It's just not that easy to do.
They made it
look really easy.
One thing that Scott said... Like he says, like the perfect letdown game. And I understand where he's coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure that Jaden is like that. I'm not sure he's so up and down. We'll see. Maybe I'll be proven wrong and he'll just totally lay an egg. But I think he's a pretty even keeled dude.
I think no matter what happens, I think we're in for a really entertaining game. Because you have the fourth and fifth ranked offenses in points scored. They're playing in a dome. You got one horrendous defense and one mediocre defense. You know which one is which.
Yeah.
And I think there's going to be a lot of points in this game. Vegas thinks so, too. The over-under is 50.5. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of points to be put up.
Remember, we got the $5 on 29.
We do.
Arizona.
I'm chasing because last night, Giants, they pulled the Commanders and kicked field goals all night, and they thought that would win them the game.
All right, we want to hear from you, right? You want to chime in, give us your thoughts. Are they going to be able to ride this wave? I can't imagine we're going to go like a third straight game without a punt, right? I mean, they're going to force some punts. How do you see this playing out? Do they have a little inside advantage on Kyler? I kind of feel like we do, but, Jason thinks that that's totally mitigated, and Kyler knows Cliff, and he can help the defense with the kind of things that Cliff likes to do. That's very true, too. Yeah. So, I don't know.
I mean, it could be pluses on both sides.
I mean, I think that Cliff's more of a scholar than Kyler. I mean, they had to tell Kyler, they had to put in his contract to study the playbook.
Yeah, no, I understand, but it's not like Jonathan Gannon doesn't realize, hey, Kyler was coached by this guy for 3 years.
No, so. He realizes it, but he still may not know.
So, maybe they might adjust
things. He still may not know, like, what he really knows that he really struggled with.
Yeah. And look, every team... When they play, there's probably someone on the other side that knows a player or
for sure.
has coached a certain guy,
all
a key
the time.
Guy. So it happens all over the league.
It does. But this is a key relationship, the quarterback.
You might be right. You might be right.
I don't know.
I just get nervous when I see an implied team total for the Cardinals at 27.3 points.
Hmm.
The analytics expect them to score nearly 28. I think, for the Commanders, it's 23.5,
What was
maybe?
It last week against the Bengals?
I don't know.
What was our implied team total?
It wasn't 38.
I bet it wasn't 38.
It
probably
low, 38.
Low 20s, I'm sure.
I'm not even sure it was in the low 20s. Maybe.
I thought the total was probably right in that 47
If they're able to come
range.
Home with the win at 3-1, it changes everything in terms of perspective.
I get some
now
prize for winning the quarter
Now people are legitimately
mile.
Talking about playoffs.
Because I said 3-1. I mean, if they win, I'd be a seer.
Your implied totals are 27 for the Cardinals, 23.5 for the Commanders.
I expect just nothing but jocking if we win on Monday. Honestly, everyone should just bow down.
Jock the team, you mean?
No, jock me.
Yeah. Why? Cakes might have had him at 3-1.
I've got him at 10-7.
Cakes has him with more wins. Why should we be jocking him?
We should be jocking Cakes.
Do you have him at 3-1?
I'll have to check the book. I don't know.
I had them with more wins than you.
I know I had him at 1-3.
Oh, my pick isn't in here. Oh, man.
You didn't.
You better have the audio. He's got the audio.
You never
somewhere.
Wrote down your picks.
I never wrote,
you wrote
them
down.
Down
on a different piece of paper.
I wrote them down somewhere and I threw them away.
Yeah, you're an idiot. Oh,
see, because he didn't want the new notebook. He's got papers flying out of there.
This is a travesty of mockery, what's happening over here right now.
All right.
You better go through the schedule again. Why don't you just. Look, isn't there an empty column right there?
Yeah, there is.
Let's go by your memory.
I can't. My memory is one of the world's worst memories. What are you talking about?
Valdez one day is going to have to go through the audio. It is what it is.
What if the win is ugly? Is the Jaden mania still at a fever pitch?
Hey, still a dog.
Or is it died down?
So if they win 17-16,
yeah. Say if they win 17-16, a couple turnovers. Let's say
I think the mania is still pretty.
It's a B Rob game. You lean on the running game. It's not very pretty.
That's okay.
I know, but I'm just saying. Is the hysteria still?
Well, it'll die down a little bit, but then you'll just praise Kingsbury for seeing a weakness and leaning on B Rob.
The talk will be okay. That's what you expect from a rookie quarterback. It was coming. Mm-hmm. We knew it was coming. But if he goes out there and they lose...
I don't expect him to take a big step back. Now, is he going to complete 90% of his passes? No. But I think Jaden's going to play well.
He takes easy shots, by and large. I mean, he took a few deep ones last week, but by and large, he takes the easy stuff. He should have a high completion percentage.
Correct.
All right, let's go
Hopefully he will on Sunday.
Let's go to Blank.
And they score a boatload of points.
Is this all we could get is Blank? Nobody else.
You give Metallica tickets away. You got 50 callers.
Well, we'll be doing that at around 9:45.
Blank.
Uh-huh. What's up, baby?
What's up? What do you think?
What's up, my brother?
Hey, what do you think?
I think I'm so much feeling like it's going to be a great game one way or another. But like we said, we acting like we didn't even just do what we did to Cincinnati. We're looking for JD to get better, and we're looking for a great game. But I think we're going to be in more flex games this year than any other team as long as JD stay healthy, knock on wood. But at the end of the day, I think, you know, the Kingsbury underlying thing, it's a great monologue for us to, you know, watch.
All right. Thank you, Blake. I don't know what that meant, but thank you.
You have the subplot of Kingsbury going back to where he coached.
That's the monologue.
You have a subplot of Jaden Daniels going back to where he started his college career.
Mm-hmm.
Some good undercurrent type stories here in this matchup.
Do you think Jaden's going to be feeling any extra pressure playing in Arizona?
No. I don't think that phases him.
I don't think that phases him.
Nope.
He certainly wasn't phased by Monday Night Football.
He wasn't phased by Monday Night Football.
Took it in stride. Like he'd been there a dozen times already.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. And that looked like kind of a crazy environment.
Right,
those fans were going nuts.
Here's a question. Terry finally going off. Mm-hmm. Is that an anomaly? Or are you going to see a little more of that?
I would think Kingsbury would want him more involved in the game plan like he was in the Cincinnati game.
Did you see Kingsbury said that play wasn't even in the playbook? That he was like, it's more about players, not plays. That McLaurin said, hey, I've got this guy, and they just drew something up right there.
Yeah, he said, I'm going to hesitate a little bit and then go. And
then Jaden dropped it in the bucket on his fingertips.
In the bucket.
Just right
on. I think, when we were having that discussion about Terry McLaurin before the Monday Night Football game, most of us, if not all of us, said, it's not on Terry. He's getting open.
Of course.
It's not a big deal. It's only a matter of time he'll get his. So I don't know if it's going to be linear, like, okay, he had 100 last week. Now he only had 4 catches. Now he's going to have 6 catches and 125 yards. But he's going to have good games. He'll have some games where he doesn't catch as many balls.
This might be a key for Washington offensively, because last week Detroit, when they went into Arizona and won, they ran for 190 yards. Mm-hmm. Montgomery and Gibbs really punished them.
Yeah.
Montgomery had a buck 05. Gibbs had 83. So they had 188 combined yards. They averaged about 5 yards a carry. So B-Rob and JD might do some damage there on the ground.
Well, yeah. I would guess Robinson and Jaden Daniels combined for 150 yards. Because Jaden Daniels,
that's a big one.
Is going to run for he's going to run for 60.
You would think.
All right, so then you're giving B-Rob 90?
Sure.
All right. Are we making our picks here, our official picks?
All right. I'm betting under 150 total yards.
He'll book your bet. I mean, picks like on the game. Yeah. Are we making official picks?
Yeah.
I kind of want to pick Arizona.
I'm picking Arizona because that's who I picked.
He's in for Arizona.
I picked Arizona preseason.
Thought you had him at 1-3. You had him 0-3 and then beating Arizona?
No, I picked Arizona preseason.
Okay, you picked Zona.
Yeah. The one that I've had got wrong is Cincinnati. So I got Arizona winning 26-20.
I'm just going to use logic. It's tough to win on the road. A little bit of a letdown. I'm kind of with Scott Abraham. I'll take the Cardinals 24-20.
I've got a pew, pew, pew shootout in the desert.
34-31.
Commanders win. 31-27. That's an over, too, by the way.
It is.
Over by a lot. Commanders fans hate me for picking them, but I don't care.
I have to take them. I have to take my boys.
Got to take them. They're the Cardinals.
They're the Cardinals. That's a terrible franchise. They're 1-2. Done nothing. They're an afterthought in the league. 27-26, though. A tight one.
That's also an over.
27-26, my boys.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
We'll get the picks from the boys behind the glass. We'll put that up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, and on X, at Junks Radio. But let me tell you about OSI Federal. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business. It's your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and systems integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.